So this is my driving dilemma. Friday, I get the drive up the M1 to Leeds, and obviously it's quite busy. Bank Holiday weekend, Friday anyway,
as you would imagine.
And I was just blown away at the amount of idiots on the road. And I saw one. First of all, right, I'm in the outside lane, and in the fast lane.
Mm-hmm.
For a start, by the way, anybody listening to this now who is driving on a motorway which isn't that busy, and you are in the middle lane, if you look to your left and right and there are no other cars around you,
move over.
Move over. Please. That's so irritating.
Likewise, if you're sitting in the outside lane and there's nothing on the inside,
yeah,
move over.
Move over. Hang on, why would you want them to move over?
Because otherwise you get people sat in the outside lane when there's no reason for them to be there, and then you have other people trying to undertake them.
I drive, right? I've always been taught, right, that you should leave 2 seconds between you and the car in front of you, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes they put those chevrons on the road as well to know, give you an idea of the distance.
Yeah. Now, if I'm in the outside lane or the middle lane, I will leave a 2 second gap between me and the car in front.
Hmm.
But every other car on the road believes that that is a gap for them to fill in.
Yeah.
Which means I then drop back another 2 seconds, which then somebody else then fills that gap,
yep,
and I get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, if I'm in the outside lane and the traffic is busy, it's going from 70 to 60 to 55 to 70, you know, in that kind of, you've got to slow down,
yep,
you've got to, you know, all that. If there's a car in front of me, right, I can't go any further than that car.
Correct.
So if you're behind me, up my backside, sitting virtually on my bumper, where do you want me to go?
Yeah.
And why should I move out of your way so you can take my place and you'll be only in the same predicament that I'm currently in?
Because at the end of the day, you're waiting to get past whatever's in front, the same as your fella behind.
So I'm doing 60 in the outside lane, and then all of a sudden, the traffic starts to move. I move with it, and I will put my foot down.
Yeah.
Accordingly.
Until you reach 70 miles an hour, and that's when you stop.
And I stop.
Right.
So, I'm driving on Friday. I can't believe someone's just texted in saying, only a fool breaks the 2 second rule. I've always said that. Do you know where I heard that from? From one of those police camera shows, with the big fat fella from The Bill said it. Trust me. Anyway. So I'm driving on the M1 on Friday, and there's this woman, and she's right up my, my backside. And she's getting frustrated because I'm in her way. But there's cars in front of me. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And there's cars in the middle lane and everything. So she does that thing where she jumps into the middle lane, dives into the inside lane, tries to pass the cars in the middle lane to try and cut back in. Now, in all honesty, that annoys me, and I'll put my hand up. However, beautifully, as she's moved into the inside lane, the outside lane started moving again, so we've all moved with it. So by the time she's back in the middle and trying to pull back into the outside lane, I'm up alongside her now, and she's back to where she started from.
Yeah.
She starts beeping a horn and giving me the finger through the window. And I'm like, what, because I didn't let you in?
Yeah. I have the overwhelming urge, and I'm not saying I do this because it would be dangerous and bad, but when people try and come up the inside to then nip in front of you, when you're clearly keeping a gap, right, because it's your responsibility to make sure that you always got stopping distance.
Absolutely.
Right? So you're trying to keep that gap. Someone comes up the inside, there's an overwhelming urge to put your foot down and make sure that they can't get in.
Right.
Do you see what I mean?
Obviously, I wouldn't do
that because that'd be dangerous on the motorway, but it is an instinctive feeling.
So this woman is... And then this woman gets so angry, she does it again into the middle lane, into the inside lane, and I'm like, I'll just leave her to it. Besides, I'm not going anywhere anyway. I can only move as far as I can go.
Mm.
5 minutes later, I've got a gap between me and the car in front, right? Now, this guy then pulls in, zooms up the middle lane, or in and out of the traffic, and then I'm like, you just know they're going to pull in front of you. You know, if you're a decent driver, you know. And sure enough, he fills that gap between me and the car in front, which irritates me, and I'm like, whatever. Then, 60 seconds later, maybe, there's a guy in the middle lane who's trying to get out to the outside lane, because it's a big lorry.
Mm.
By the way, if you're in a lorry, move over. You're slower than us. and you're probably working. You'll get there when you get there. You get on my nerves too. You're in the inside lane. Stop going into the... Well, we need to overtake two. No, you don't. Shut up. You're paid by the hour. Anyway, so there's a guy and he's, you know, he's going too fast now for middle lane, so he decides to move into the outside lane to then overtake the lorry, which is as is his want.
Yeah.
This guy is now coming in front of me, won't let the guy pull in, and gets so tight that there's almost a crash.
Yeah.
But eventually the guy moves in, right? And he passes the lorry. He goes to move back to the middle lane. The guy in front of me, I swear on my life, swerves his car to try and kind of ram him off the road. And this guy in the middle lane has got kids in the back of a car. It's like a little people carrier thing. I couldn't believe it. Flashing his lights and beeping his horn, and then he speeds off in and out of traffic. And I'm like, do you know, I'll get to Leeds when I get to Leeds. It ain't worth all of this.
You're very right. There's a lot of idiots on the road.
But am I wrong? Am I the only one? I leave a 2 second gap. Yeah. You know, and I'll be honest, it might not always be 2 seconds, but it's certainly a gap that if he breaks, I can break too. People fill it, and it irritates me.
And when it starts to pour, increase to four.
Well, do you know what I do then? Mm-hmm. I pull over at the service station, and I wait for it to stop, and I get my helicopter to pick me up. To be quite honest. But am I the only one who, you know, I think I'm driving... Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you and I are completely wrong.
No, but... No, we're not wrong, because it's your responsibility to keep a gap and always have a stopping distance. Because in a crash, it's always the fault of the driver behind.
Yeah.
Also, when I was driving back from Wales yesterday, you know when you have, like, two lanes that go into one, and you can see it funneling, and you're there in the outside lane, and the person behind tries to speed up so that you then get stuck in the outside lane, even though there's plenty of room, and then they speed up so that you're then forced out and you can't get back in. Had a man do that to me yesterday. I was furious. It's fair to say there was hand gestures used.
Was there really?
Yes.
You went on the M1 on
but I was behind a police car, and the police car's in the outside lane, and I was like following him, and then it goes into one, funnels into one, and the guy behind then in the inside lane sped up so that I couldn't get back in between him and the police car. Rubbish.
Your top's come undone again.
Now, that would have... He would have let you in then.
Absolutely. Yeah. You need to flash a bit more cleavage.
Exactly.
Driving will become a pleasant task.
Straight in there, as it were.
Yeah.
Well, anyway... I love the fact that as we have in the discussion, there will be people who are stuck in traffic out of gear, not moving with a handbrake on, going, yeah, this is great. I wish I was in the middle lane, actually moving, let alone the outside lane. Anyway, that's my rant. I apologise for going on, but it just bugged me. Bugged me.
I think you're right to get it off your chest.
Yeah.
Thanks. You know, it's those people, when you're in the outside lane and people come up right behind you, right up to your bumper and start flashing the lights at you because you're too slow for the speed that they want to go.
Mm.
Don't you hate that, Dave?
I hate that, Craig, mate.
I'd never do that.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Well, if there's nothing in front of them and they're sitting there,
right,
then I might be prone to flash them. Yeah.
We have a killer's announcement to make in about 10, 15 minutes' time.